Added to that, we can do molecular profiling now, and there are commercial companies doing this, and we've worked with one, and we'll be coming out in the Journal of Clinical Oncology very soon, that a profile of a patient, for instance, a patient who has liver metastasis or peritoneal metastasis with unknown primary cancer, adenocarcinoma, who's CK20 positive, a stain for CK20, which isn't done in all local pathology labs.
What is CK20?
It's an epithelial stain. First of all, when it's positive, you've got a carcinoma, okay? But it's fairly reliably positive in colorectal cancer.
I mean, what is it?
It's a epithelial antigen in the cell.
And it's specific to colon cancer?
Well, I won't say but it has
mostly.
It correlates highly with colorectal cancer, whereas CK7 correlates more with lung and upper gastrointestinal cancers. None of these are absolute for the diagnosis of those primaries, but when you have a clinical profile of a patient who has metastasis, particularly in the liver, and you have a CK20 stain that's positive, and you have a molecular profile which is done on paraffin tissues that suggests a colorectal signature or says this is a colorectal signature, and you treat those patients with a regimen first line, FOLFOX and Avastin, the results are like metastatic colorectal cancer. And that will be published relatively soon in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. So those are important.
Can you kind of go through exactly what the paper is going to address in the JCO?
Yes. It's a joint publication between our group, the Sarah Cannon Research Institute, and MD Anderson Hospital. And it includes both retrospective and prospective information. The retrospective information is basically molecular profiling of paraffinized archival tissues on a group of patients that we treated in a standard fashion over several years with unknown primary cancer. And what was done was, in a blind fashion, the molecular profiling was done on almost 100 patients, and they gave us a diagnosis. Ovarian cancer, for instance, in a few patients, colorectal in several patients, non-small cell lung cancer in several patients. But we broke them down, and of course, then there was a big category that said other. The interesting thing about this retrospective analysis, it correlated. The ones they said were colorectal cancer didn't do well with taxane carboplatin, and that's what the patients received, basically. The ones that were said that were ovarian did a lot better with that treatment. And so, I mean, it correlated pretty well.
What were they looking at exactly?
They were looking at DNA in the tumor cell.
So just an empiric correlation of what they see in ovarian cancer in general? And you know,
yes, they have a signature for ovarian, for breast, for colorectal, for non-small cell lung. They know what those look like.
Now, is this RT-PCR like Oncotype?
That's exactly what it is.
Huh.
That's exactly what
it is. And
there's
a bunch of these. Right now, is there any one in particular, or are you using any of these off-study?
Occasional, but not in very many patients because the data is so fragmentary. I want to see it verified. I want to see it validated. In other words, can I trust this? When they tell me this is lung, can I trust it? That's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to prospectively do this. And part of that study was looking at a group of potential colorectal, what we call the colorectal profile that I was telling you about. They're unknown primary, but they have a CK20 positivity, and they have a molecular profile that says colorectal.
Maybe I should take a step back and say, when you think about cancer of unknown primaries, do you think about it in terms of different syndromes or as one syndrome together?
Well, it's one syndrome, but it's broken up into multiple subsets of patients, both clinically and pathologically determined. And many of them are what we call have favorable factors. I can give you some examples. Women who have a left axillary lymph node, it's adenocarcinoma, that frequently is going to be an occult breast cancer. Women who have peritoneal carcinomatosis, that frequently will be primary peritoneal carcinoma, a treatable subset. People with poorly differentiated neuroendocrine tumors, carcinomas, that's a favorable subset for treatment. So I've given you three.